Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you gently if I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the wall, and I'd like to give the information, asking for the word blood makes.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number three. This is the Common Sense Show, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And there's a lot of people who've been unenslaved. I remember when I really became fully unenslaved, it took the near theft of my home without compensation to do it. But I remember thinking, oh gosh, just about everything that we're being told is a lie. That's right. That's why we exist. And this is why the, well, should I call them the independent media that I'm a part of? This is why we're growing at a much faster rate than the mainstream media. And this is why the forces that be, the unregulated monopolies of Facebook and Google and so forth, why they have to try so hard to suppress us and drive traffic away from us. It's absolutely incredible when you consider the fact that Google used to constitute 20% of my web traffic and now they're 0.5%. Absolutely amazing. And people want to hear the truth. And I'm not saying we're perfect, we get it right, or we always report the most important things. But we don't have an agenda other than just saying, hey, here it is. And the agenda we have might be the preservation of the foundational principles this country was founded on. And that's about the only agenda that we're going to have here on this show and all the other shows like the Hagmans and Ted Show. Anyway, I want to reach out and say very quickly thank you to Red State Talk Radio for picking us up. We're also proudly broadcasting on Global Star Radio Network, our home network, which just booms our signal all around the world. I hear from people in Europe and Australia. It's fantastic. It really is. Hey, we're brought to you this hour by Numana Foods. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, and medicine. You've heard us talk about it tonight. Well, we can help you with the food. Restaurant quality, convenient delivery options, the best that's out there. They win every comparison test. Go to numana.com/Hodges and use as the coupon code Hodges9. Well, as I mentioned earlier in the show, I interviewed Virginia Farver, and we talked about the dangers involved in our electronics. And so, Todd, let's go ahead and play that interview. Everybody, this is Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show, and we're the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. On the Newsmaker line with me, we have Virginia Farver from Fort Collins. She's been a guest on the show many times, and we're going to be talking about the latest in what some people are putting into the airwaves that are doing us harm. Hi, Virginia. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you could join us.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's get right down to business, Virginia. They're still at it, and things aren't getting better. They're getting worse.
They're getting much worse, and I'm putting out the red alert to everybody, basically, because it's the hammer's coming down, and I don't think we're going to survive this. I really don't.
You mean survive? You mean in terms of this being lethal?
Yes. About 2 weeks ago in the city of Fort Collins, they just passed. Now, this is coming down from the federal level, so their hands are kind of tied, but we are now getting 5G, and this will be deployed every 2 to 10 homes. They're called DAS, D-A-S, small cell antennas, and like I said, every 2 to 10 homes. They'll be in our light poles. They'll put them everywhere that they can possibly find a place. And they're going to be little tiny antennas. And what these do is they release millimeter waves, and this will affect the sweat glands of the body. So when you sweat, of course, you have electrolytes and salt, and so it affects that. So I urge people, if they put these in, to make sure you purchase underarm deodorant that doesn't have aluminum in it. So, I mean, this is getting critical now. And with the smart meters and the smart grid and with this, I just don't see a lot of people surviving it.
I have a hard time wrapping my mind around this, Virginia. This stuff could really be deadly. I mean, you're talking about the interaction of electromagnetic frequency waves with your deodorant, and this could be fatal?
Well, yeah, because everything gets attracted to it. So, you know, it absorbs, your body absorbs it, and then, like I said, you end up with all these different symptoms that you need to be very aware of. And like I said, Dave, over time, I try to explain this as simply as possible. When you get an X-ray, this is ionizing radiation. This damages your cells and your DNA, and it does so instantly. And non-ionizing, this is anything wireless. This includes the cell towers and the Wi-Fi and everything else. It is cumulative. So the more that you receive, the more damaging it becomes. And I want parents to understand, too, depression is one of the first symptoms. And, of course, you know, the kids are all getting on antidepressants and stuff. So, you know, we just need to really get the message out to people to try and get this stuff stopped.
How do we stop it?
Well, there's a lot of good people. I urge people, don't give money to the American Cancer Society. These people, you know, at the end of the year, they're coming out and they're asking for donations. And I'll tell you, they, you know, a lot of us have found out they take large sums of money from the telecom industry, and they have lavish golfing, you know, parties and all kinds of things. And so make sure, if you're going to give money to some of these organizations that are fighting this stuff.
Well, we've talked in the past about the 5G network. Are you still concerned about that?
Yes, because it's called the Internet of Things. And I believe I read where by 2020 there was going to be over 500 billion devices. And by 2025, they were expecting like 1.225 billion devices. I want to change that to trillion. 1.25 trillion devices by 2025 that will be connected to all this stuff. So there's literally no escape now.
What can people do to minimize the risk?
Well, I ask people to please, if you don't have to have a cell phone, please don't get one. Don't get one for your child. And, you know, try and get rid of the Wi-Fi. And I have a lot of people say, I can't do that. Well, if you have to have Wi-Fi, turn it on when you need it and then shut it directly off. Same thing with your printers. I know a lot of these printers and computer devices now are all wireless. So, you know, if you have to use your printer, plug it in, print out what you need, and then unplug it. So we just need to protect ourselves, and this is going to be our only chance.
My gosh, it's just a terrible, terrible situation. I was reading recently something that you sent to me regarding what's happening in New Mexico. Can you talk about that?
Yes. This is on the 11th, and it was going to be implemented on the 12th. Mayor Javier Gonzalez, and this is from Santa Fe, New Mexico, he declared bad cell phone reception state of emergency, and so that was on the 11th, and so Verizon decided that they will be putting up cell towers and antennas anywhere on city property without application and without land use review, and they cannot do that, see? And so anyway, this state of emergency is for a 6-month under the city's riot control ordinance. Now, that's the other thing that has me a little concerned. I'm wondering what they're expecting, you know, with this riot control ordinance. But the riot control ordinance is to set a curfew, basically to prohibit firearms in public places and prohibit the sale of alcohol. And, you know, this is all this curfew and this ordinance can do. It is not to overstep its bounds, and they have overstepped their bounds with this. So it says Santa Fe City Code will not exempt, does not allow exempt temporary wireless facilities from zoning review. So this is where we're at. Basically, I got information last week that Verizon, T-Mobile, all of them, they're completely ignoring the FCC now. And of course the FCC isn't running correctly, and, you know, all their data is from 1996 about the health effects and everything else. It's way outdated. So we're in a lot of trouble, Dave.
Oh my gosh. Why do you think the mayor, if we can just kind of play a guessing game here, why would the mayor of Santa Fe engage in this kind of behavior?
I think, Dave, if it's any inclination of what I've been up against, these people in these cities and county departments, they, you know, they're used to the public not paying attention, so they just feel like they can get away with anything, and as long as they can, they will. And this is a lot. I think there's a lot of money behind all this, and there's a lot of promotion and a lot of power behind it as well.
Is the danger pervasive? I mean, is it kind of an anywhere, everywhere type of thing?
Well, yeah, yes. And they're putting up, I can just tell you from experience here, I get calls all the time. Last spring, I must have had four or five people. Wireless carriers were trying to get hold of all the churches here in Fort Collins and wanted to put up antennas in the steeples. And then just recently, I'm getting calls from people all over town. They're putting up cell towers literally everywhere, Dave. And oddly enough, they are here in Fort Collins, like I said, along the Front Range. You know, of course, we have pine trees. They're all in disguised as a pine tree, and they stick out like a sore thumb. And I actually drove to Denver last week, and they've got them dotted along the highway now, too. So they're putting these things up everywhere.
Okay, but here's the $64 million question. Someone's making these decisions to put this health-threatening type of Wi-Fi and electromagnetic waves through our system. Don't these people and their children have to live in the same environment?
I've asked myself that same question, Dave. I actually have a microwave expert, one of the top 10 physicists in the world, that actually calls me every once in a while, and he said that these people behind this literally have no soul. They don't even like their own children, so they don't care. Plus, when you think about it, I've had a lot of people looking for a safe place to relocate, and earth-sheltered homes are actually a good option. And if you think about it, so why do they have all these underground cities? It's because they're under the earth so that they can protect themselves. So that's what's behind it, Dave. And it's to get rid of people. That's basically what it is.
Do you remember there was a series that was on the History Channel years ago, and it was called A World Without People, and they talked about if there were no people, what would happen to this city or this particular development? Do you recall that show?
Yes.
Do you think that this was wishful thinking?
I think it is, Dave. I really do. There's something very nefarious around this. And the other thing that I found very, very curious, and I kept reading that, and of course everybody knows my story about SDSU with my son, where they have all these rapid deployments. And I actually I testified in front of Colorado AG, Attorney General Cynthia Kaufman last spring, against 5G, and of course now she's, you know, industry got to her, but you know, we're in a really sad state right now, and I don't know how we need to get it stopped, but there's something very, very wrong with this whole thing going on.
Well, it really sounds like it. I did a story not too long ago that most of the Silicon billionaires are building underground, and everybody made the assumption, well, they're afraid nuclear war is coming. Do you think maybe it's not nuclear war, but it's electromagnetic war that we're waging on our own people?
Well, Dave, I actually have been going to some meetings in Boulder, and there's a group there that that's very well aware of what's going on, and Josh Del Sol, the producer of Take Back Your Power, was Skyped in for a meeting, and he actually told us that the utilities have what's called a war room for activists. So they keep our pictures, they keep all of our information, and I know that a lot of your listeners have heard Deborah Tavares, and NASA has something called the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, and this is all part of it. And all this rapid deployment, the reason they want to get all this stuff in as well, this infrastructure in, is because once it's in, it's almost virtually impossible to get it taken out, too. So that's what's scary.
Well, let's talk about Deborah Tavares for a second, because I had her on my show many times. She was a fabulous guest and just a delight to be around. I really, really enjoyed her as a person, but she was such a great resource of information. And then, Virginia, she just dropped off the radar screen and didn't return my calls. And I thought, gee, I hope I didn't make her mad, because I really do like her. And her husband was always very kind and generous. And then I found out, well, I wasn't the only one that she wasn't talking to. What's happened to Deborah? Do you know?
I actually do. I know somebody that talked to her probably a month ago, and her husband have been out of the country and have been traveling the world over the last year or so. And that, I mean, that's what I've heard. And she literally told this friend that it doesn't matter where you go, it's everywhere now. So that basically tells me you might as well stay here and fight, because there is nowhere else to go.
It's just mind-boggling to me, because so is this the plot? And we sound so conspiratorial here. I mean, to someone who knows nothing about the dangers of 5G and the previous shows we've done on this, they probably think that you and I sound quite insane. But is this really what you're surmising here? Is that the EMF, these waves that come out of 5G and your cell phones and Wi-Fi are being amped up, and we're all going to get brain cancer, we're going to die, and it's a soft kill genocide? Is that kind of what you're telling us?
That's exactly what I'm telling you. And I think the last time I spoke to you, too, I actually have talked to three building biologists. Their first question to everybody is, do you believe in God? And then the second thing that they will state is they're expecting the body count between 4 to 5 years from now. And if anybody's paying attention, you know, they say the economy's recovered and everything else. Well, here in Fort Collins, we've had several restaurants close down, and the retail's running very softly. I mean, it's not like it used to be. But we've got all these brand new hospitals popping up everywhere, and that makes me very, very nervous.
You know, it's funny you'd mention that. I have noticed the plethora of hospital facility construction as well, too. You know, with the retail, I can kind of understand that. I've done broadcasts on that, and we're going more to e-commerce, courtesy of Amazon and Walmart. And I understand, you know, the retail apocalypse that's going on. But I don't understand this other stuff. Now, let me throw something else at you that we have mentioned before in passing, and let's explore this. We've all talked about the smart meter. The smart meter is what they put on your house against your will to supposedly measure your energy output. And they say it's for convenience, because they were able to eliminate the expense of the meter reader. There's a lot more to the smart meter than that. And some people even think it's been weaponized in more ways than one.
Absolutely. And I actually found a document that I sent to somebody that they can actually change the encryption inside these meters and turn your meter into a bomb.
Oh.
And they can also change the encryption so that your smart meter can catch on fire. And this is, you know, Dave, this is all the United Nations behind all this stuff. And I call this the Common Core for the smart meter. You know, Common Core, a math question, an equation would be 2 plus 2 would equal 4. But you could have 1 could be the correct answer and 3 could be the correct answer. Well, basically what they've done, all these corporations, our cities, our towns, they have what's called consensus meetings. And they actually have a consensus global consensus center in Copenhagen. And what they do is, so the United States has always had the highest level of certification on their appliances. And this is the highest UL certification, so none of your appliances will, they're safe, they won't catch on fire. And then some countries had little, if no, certification. So through consensus, they meet in the middle. So your smart meter does have UL certification, but it's not the highest level of UL certification. And you know, if anybody looks at them, they're real cheap. They get condensation that can build up inside of them. And, you know, they're just a mess. And if you ask your utility, they will tell you that they own the meter and they own the box. Sometimes they don't own the box, but what they don't tell you is that they don't own your wall that the meter's on, and they don't own the wiring in that wall. So if you do have a fire, it will always be blamed on the business side of the meter or the homeowner side of the meter, and that's why there's problems with insurance.
Okay, so I have a question for you. If they don't own the wire, and you and I do, why can't we just cut those wires?
Well, I've asked that question before, and I believe where I live, I'd be put in jail.
But if they're your wires, how can they jail you for destroying your own property?
Well, I just don't trust them, but I suppose at that point I could be completely off the grid, which is actually a good question. I might ask that to some people.
Yeah, kind of interesting. Speaking of off the grid, let's see if this ties into some of what you talk about. My wife and I just made a solar conversion, and we'll break even in 7 years. And we're eyeing the batteries as well, too, but right now they're a little too pricey. But down the block from me is Mr. Fix-It. We have a very, very dear friend, and he's such a great man, and he is a genius, and this man can fix or build anything. He's off the grid. And Arizona Public Service wrote him a letter, and they said, you will get back on the grid or else. What do you know about that? Can they actually force you to take their service?
This is where they're going with all this, Dave. And this is why I've been trying to warn people about this 5G as well. You can look it up. It's FirstNet for emergency responders. Mm-hmm. And I got the chills a couple of weeks ago because I actually saw a commercial come up on TV, and I believe it was an AT&T commercial, and they showed all these firemen in their yellow outfits and stuff, and they were talking about FirstNet for Colorado. Well, this is all part of the 5G network, folks, and rural areas are their target. So you're not going to get away from this stuff. But the utilities, I think, Dave, this is how they're starting to infiltrate the rural areas. And then once they get all this infrastructure up, then I think they're going to force us back onto the grid.
Interesting. So you're off the grid, and how would they make that 180 turn and force you back on? What could they do to you?
I'm not real sure. I would have to ask around. That's a good question again. But they are going to try. They want to know where everybody's at all times, what you're doing at all times, and the type of energy you're using. And, you know, I get stuff all the time where it says they, you know, these are saving energy. But, folks, all of your data will go to a data center. These data centers use huge, huge sums of water. They use as much energy as a small city, and they have to be air-conditioned. So something tells me that these data centers, and of course we're going to have to pay for them with our tax dollars, but these data centers are holding all of our personal information, which, by the way, I didn't give consent for them to have. So this is how they're doing it. And for them to make sure that this process they're going to have everybody that thinks they're off the grid to get back onto the grid. And I also think this leads into the fires in California, all these fires with these DEW weapons, these directed energy weapons, and FYI, everybody, cell towers are part of that, and they're not going to allow these people to move back into these fire-prone areas, or the insurance is going to be so cost-prohibitive over time that you will not be able to rebuild in these areas. So they're going to force you into the city centers.
Interesting. Do you think this is what's behind the California fires?
Yes, absolutely. And I actually talked to a gentleman out of Canada about 2 weeks ago, and there's a gentleman by the name of Curtis Bennett. Everybody can look him up. He's the thermoguy.com. And he actually testified, and I don't know if everybody in Colorado knows that we've got millions, hundreds of millions of dead pine trees from beetle kill up in the mountains. And Dave, this is just an inferno ready to go up. But they've put these cell towers everywhere, and what this Curtis Bennett just testified in Canada about is that a lot of these cell towers have killed the tops of all these trees, so when these fires start, they move from crown to crown, and it keeps it going. So, I mean, like I said, Dave, I've got the red alert out because we're in a lot of trouble.
So let me see if I have this right. This is a lot to process here. In these remote fires and where trees are involved, the cell phone towers have damaged the treetops, and therefore when the fire jumps from tree to tree, it jumps to the biggest part of the tree, which makes the fire right. That much more incendiary. Is that right?
Right, right.
Okay, so I have that. Okay.
And then, you know, the cell tower on that campus at SDSU was connected to 70 rural fire stations in Riverside, San Diego, and Orange County, I believe. And so for the longest time, I couldn't figure out what that was. Well, it's part of this FirstNet. It's part of it's called the SoCal, or the Alert SoCal, Alert System for Southern California. And they had this up in Northern California where these fires were. Well, the thing is there's 360-degree cameras on all these cell towers, and I've got pictures of them where they can span for miles and miles and miles. So my question is, all these cameras, they should know exactly, they can pinpoint exactly where a fire should have started and who started it or what started it. So they still claim that they don't have any, they don't know how these fires got started.
And you're saying that's totally bogus. The technology is already in place.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, we heard with the Northern California fires, and this is according to my friend Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio, he ran down the story where basically they were saying that one illegal alien started 65 fires at the same time. And I'm thinking, that is not even believable.
Right. No, so, it's this whole process, Dave, and it's to get people from in the rural areas down into the town centers. And that's exactly, and I know that's exactly what's going to happen here, because I've thought to myself, for Colorado, for instance, you know, with all this, with all these dead pine trees, why aren't they having controlled fires and going way up past, starting a fire, going up way up past the fire itself, and starting another one and having it burn into the fire to burn it out? And they just haven't managed the forests very well. But I think this is all part of that process.
So, in your opinion, this is about forcing people out of rural areas, and it's kind of a rewilding aspect of Agenda 21. Is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely, yes. And so, like I said, and they just, this industry has just gone way overboard. And so anyway, I'm trying to warn people, which will get us into, I was going to bring up, if you don't mind, the Empower Movement.
Sure.
And I want people to look this up online. It's theempowermovement.com. And this is a legal remedy, hopefully, to get the smart grid. You can use these documents for 5G, for the smart grid, and actually they just got documents finished for vaccinations. And hopefully, Dave, you can have the producer on your show here in the coming months, and they can explain this process. But they have done this process. We found out that in Michigan, there was a $20 million fund, you know, slush fund, basically, where that people could take money out of it as long as they pushed the smart grid. So this was for some of the politicians and for some of the utility heads and that type of thing. And so there's the money behind it. So that's just for Michigan. So I'm assuming it's probably in most states. Well, through the Empower movement, they have what's called the Notice of Liabilities. And you can actually, there was a group in Michigan that sent in their Notice of Liabilities to several different people there. And what this does, no matter what these people end up taking out of this fund, they will be held liable for a lot more than what that's worth. And this process walks you through the steps. And this is the part that I'm not getting so far, but I'm learning. It's a really, really detailed process that people can follow. And you can get groups together and hopefully get it to work in your area. They did this process, and the head of Corex Industries, and I was talking to you earlier, Dave. Corex, for instance, is out of Canada, and they are the ones that came into Fort Collins. Fort Collins hired them to slap all these smart meters on our homes. And Corex has put these on in California and all over the nation. And anyway, the head of Corex Industries resigned. The head of BC Hydro resigned. Some of the UK Parliament resigned. A couple of months ago in Hawaii, a bunch of the utility heads resigned. You know, they're trying to fit people back into these positions where people are resigning. And like you said, there's a lot of people that will readily go right into those positions. But the problem is over time, they won't have the qualified people to take over those positions. So hopefully this can work.
What's behind these mass resignations?
Because these people are going to, because through this, if you look up the empowermovement.com on the website, there's two episodes that you can already view that are for free, and it explains to people what is going on with our court system and how the court system is actually messed up. And we are under the and our cities are all incorporated. They are under the title of the United States in capital letters. But we have rights under the United States of America, and the film will walk you through the process and tell people how to get groups together and send in these notice of liabilities.
Interesting. I think I've heard this before. This is about America being run as a corporation, and that would entail what the caps are about.
Yes.
And that's how they get away with violating the Constitution.
Yes. Exactly. That's exactly what's happening.
It's interesting.
And it's going to take a lot of people, but if we can get enough groups around the country to, you know, get organized and start sending these into these different organizations, then we can probably get it stopped. And that's my biggest thing that I try and tell people, like the city of Fort Collins, and I'm sure where everybody lives, if you look it up, they're all incorporated now. So these people that are sitting as our city managers and our city council members and everything else, see, they think they're under this veil where they can't be held liable. But they really can. And as long as we follow these steps through this process, we can hold them liable.
Now, is this liability that's becoming more visible and people are realizing their rights more? Is this what's behind these mass resignations that you just cited?
Yes. Because they are, well, for instance, in Michigan, there was a group, and I think they sent in letters to 19 different people, and they made them each liable for $300 million apiece, and that's what caused them to resign.
How interesting is that?
Yes.
Hitting them where it hurts. But, you know, Virginia, forgive me for being cynical, but the left controls the courts.
Right. Well, this actually, when you watch these episodes, they talk to, there's a gentleman that narrates the whole thing, and his name is Cal Washington, wonderful man. And he actually would go into these courts, and this happened to a couple of other people too, where actually the judges will get up and walk out of the room because they know this is the process that we're going to have to take to get this under control.
Wow, that's really interesting. I mean, this is... I had a conversation, and I lost track of the guy, and I wished I hadn't. He was an attorney here in the Phoenix area where I live, and he actually worked for the Attorney General's office for a while. And he basically told me that all of us had court case numbers assigned to us individually, and that's what gave the courts jurisdiction over us and how they could violate our rights under the capital letters of the United States.
Right.
Now, this came out of someone who worked in the AG's office.
Right.
And he came on. I had him on about 8 years ago. Fascinating guy. And for the life of me, I can't even remember his name. I'd have to go back into the archives. But, man, was his stuff good. And I this is where I've heard this before. I want to just change gears for a minute and talk to you about something that I have kind of stumbled against. And from people that I talk to about the dangers of what you're speaking of. And I'm speaking specifically to the point that the chemtrails have nanoparticles. And when they're electrified by things like Project HARP and they get into our system, they cause all kinds of bad things to happen. What do you know about that?
Well, you know, the winds will carry the chemtrails, but I've also heard when they come down out of the sky, they will hit the transmissions from all these cell towers as well, and that fans them out even further. And, of course, you know, they've got smart dust, and that's in the chemtrails as well, too, and we're all breathing this stuff. And, of course, Dave, you know, it's got aluminum and barium. Well, guess what's attracted to that stuff? So, you know, radiation's attracted to it. So, yes, it's affecting us. And I urge people, I mean, especially kids, I've actually heard that the elderly and the kids will die first, and that's very disturbing to me. And parents have just got to understand what they're exposing their kids to, and it's very dangerous, and they've got to protect them as much as they can. I really tell people depression, like I said, is one of the first symptoms. And then you've got fatigue. I mean, it's like radiation. That's what it is. You've got fatigue, brain fog, concentration problems. I can even remember my son having conversations with him. He was actually applying for law school in California. And he would call me at home, and I'd say, how's that going? How are your applications going? And he'd say, Mom, even if I got in, I don't know if I could make it through. And I said, of course you could make it through. And he said, Mom, he says, I can't remember anything. So there's one big symptom. He also had excessive underarm sweating. And I told him to go see a doctor. I'd help pay co-pays and everything. And he didn't get a chance to get to the doctor for that. But I was talking to him after we brought him home when he was diagnosed with his GBM brain cancer. And I said, whatever happened with that? And he said, you know, after I left SDSU, he said, that went away. So, you know, those are his internal organs, Dave, that were trying to cool himself down. People need to understand what's going on with this stuff. It affects your whole system. And, you know, and over time, it's not if, but when you will get cancer from it. And actually, today it was announced that California is now putting out warnings for cell phones, and to try and keep these darn things away from your heads or your bodies. And that's what people don't understand either, because it's in your manuals. It says in really tiny font to keep these devices away from your heads or your bodies. Because if you don't, you will be exceeding FCC guidelines for exposure limits. Well, everybody holds them to their heads and puts them in their pockets or whatever. And so this is where all the damage is coming from.
Wow, it's amazing. I had a friend that was in FEMA, and I've told this story before on air. He shows up at the campus I was coaching basketball at the time, you know, with he and his wife, and they said, we're bugging out. and his specialty was counter-bioterrorism. And he mentioned that we had bioweapons that the world doesn't even know we have, but then he also went one step further, and he talked about the fact that when these interact with electromagnetic waves, they're particularly deadly.
Yes.
And then shortly after he left, I was reading about IntelliStreets, and I've known about IntelliStreets for about 8 years. I know they started in Michigan and kind of spread out through the country now. And those are the audience that doesn't know, they're the light poles that have facial recognition. They can scan you for a gun. They know you by name. They regulate traffic. And I'm hearing now that they're beginning to interact with smart meters as well.
Well, it's all part of the grid. That's what people aren't understanding. For instance, in Fort Collins, you know, all your major intersections now have cameras on them. That's all part of the smart grid, folks. And they can see when you come, you go. This is what the 5G is going to lead to as well, too. They're going to see now. They're going to see if you overwater your yard. They're going to see if you recycle. They're going to see whatever you're up to. And they're going to see who's at your house and where you're going, for how long you're gone. I mean, it's getting very, very intrusive, and it's frightening to me. It's just absolutely frightening. And then the next thing that's coming down, it's called dark skies. Have you heard of that yet?
No, I haven't.
There's something called dark skies, and it's supposedly for light pollution in our cities. So what they want to go through, and they want to put up blue LED lights in all of our street lights in our neighborhoods, so that it brings the light down so that the wildlife can roam freely. You know, this is all Agenda 21 again. But what they're not telling you, and this is also for cell phones, folks, and for laptops. It is now, Camilla Reese out of New York, I went to a meeting, and she's one of these major EMF experts. The blue hue lights that are coming off of these street lights now, the blue hue lights on those and on laptops and on the cell phones themselves will damage the retinas of the eyes, and that will actually, your child is more susceptible to that as well, too.
So just the act of turning on your home computer is going to damage your iris?
Yes, your retinas of your eyes. Yes, it will. Mm-hmm. Actually, Katie Singer, the author that wrote the book An Electronic Silent Spring for me, she told me this a couple of years ago, that people that buy, now see, I don't have anything wireless, so it's called, is it an e-book or something? A book that you can get books and read from?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
An iBook or something? Well, she said if you read off of those long enough, you cannot go back to reading a regular paperback book.
Did she give a reason?
She just said there's something that goes on there's some kind of mechanism that causes this, and it's now been proven. So I urge people to do that as well. And, you know, just like the publishing with all these books and everything, you know, a lot of these people, these big publishers, will buy up all these books and squash them. And so, and she told me that a lot of times you'll go into like a Barnes and Noble, and they'll always have a Danielle Steele book or a vampire book front and center, but a lot of times they won't allow you to see a lot of this stuff. So I urge people to really do your homework on this stuff and check it out.
You know, you brought something else to mind, and I wasn't going to go here in this, but maybe it applies, maybe it doesn't. If it doesn't, that's okay. But, you know, back in the 50s, we discovered the science of subliminal perception and basically slipping messages into your unconscious mind at a flicker rate faster than your conscious mind could perceive it, but your unconscious mind could, because they operate at two different speeds. Is there any of this kind of dual conscious approach that we're seeing in this technology designed to do some kind of mind control?
Absolutely. And I actually have been able to, actually talked to Barry Trower out of the UK before, and he talks about this all the time. And he actually told me, I mean, this is the problem, Dave. We've got a huge addiction to this stuff now, and it's just gotten just completely out of control. But he said that kids that talk on their cell phones and have to receive a text all the time, he said the same chemical reaction as morphine and heroin will happen to that child's brain, because they get their brain gets so overexcited about getting that next text or getting that next message or talking to somebody on the phone. So yeah, this is all part of it, and it's to keep them. I think it also keeps the kids dumbed down. I really don't think they know how to write in cursive anymore. They don't know how to put out a full sentence and everything else. So it's all the dumbing down part of Agenda 21 too.
Yeah, it's interesting because I did a broadcast recently where I cited a research study that said they estimated 46% of all teenagers were addicted to their cell phones.
Correct. And the other thing I want to warn too is, and I caught this a long time ago, and kids, people, if your kids have cell phones, don't have them in the bedroom with your kids. And I talked to another guy here in town that his wife was a realtor, and she didn't really have a cell phone or didn't use it very often. But what she would do is play with an iPad during the night and put it under her pillow because it kept her pillow warm. See, kids are doing the same thing, Dave, with these. They're putting them under their pillows so that they could feel the vibrations from their text coming in and out and catching their cell phone calls. So, you know, folks, your kids are in a lot of danger.
Not to mention they're sleep deprived because of this.
Correct. And that's all part of it. And then, you know, of course, the smart meters, if people are having trouble sleeping at night, they do what's called data dumping. And they get rid of all the useless data that's coming in. And so they actually turn these darn things up at night. So if you hear of somebody that's got really bad sleep problems, or they wake up at certain times of night all the time, this might be the cause.
Oh my gosh, this is absolutely crazy. Well, we're out of time. Virginia, we're out of time, and I feel like we're just getting started. So we're going to have to pursue this another time, because the threats here are so omnipresent, and I look forward to having contact with some of your contacts on this so we can explore this in more detail. Virginia Farver, you're a brave woman, and I appreciate you coming on the Common Sense Show.
You are too, Dave, and thank you for having this show and getting the message out to people, because we have to work together, and we can't do it alone, and it's going to take a mass of people to get out there and get this stuff stopped.
Absolutely right, Virginia. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dave.
And she was successful in stopping some criminal collusion with trash companies and the city, and basically trying to cut out the little guy. She also stopped the city from banning people from parking downtown, which would erect the small businesses. All Agenda 21 programs. And for her trouble, this exemplary mother, who was never charged with anything, had her child stolen from her. And young Jaden was taken, oh, I think it was 2012, if I'm not mistaken, or even earlier. I think it was even earlier than that. And occasionally I bring this to light because if Jaden ever hears these broadcasts, I want him to know his mother did not abandon him. She fought very hard to have at least joint custody, which she totally lost. And we believe that she lost it because of her battle against Agenda 21. A judge was brought in just to specifically hear the case. I believe it was her first case, Judge Julie Kuntz Fields. And she was brought in by governor of Colorado, the outgoing governor, who appointed her. And this judge did family law after being at the IMF and the World Bank. Are you kidding me? But Stacey had to be stopped, and they thought that would slow her down. And she's still somewhat active today, but no mother should ever have to go through what she did. And Virginia herself was threatened with eviction in the Colorado winters because she was exercising her legal right under Fort Collins law to refuse a smart meter. That's right. And they said, we'll evict you right in the middle of the winter. They said, February, we'll come and get you. What they did instead was they brought the police out. And these people from the smart meter company jumped her fence, trespassed, and put it on while the police occupied her at the front door. Interesting place. The People's Republic of Larimer County. Oh, one other footnote, too. The Larimer County Sheriff, what an interesting group of people they are. They actually put a tracking device on Stacy's car. They were worried about what she was doing, and obviously the police were beholden to somebody, or they should say the county sheriff. This was actually found by a sheriff in a nearby county. When someone saw it, they called the sheriff, and he came out and says, well, and we've run the numbers, and it's Larimer County. What a corrupt place that is. And you people who live in that area really have an obligation to clean that up. But now they have the citywide Wi-Fi, and something that I want to get Virginia back on to talk about, but it's very dangerous because it's coming out of 5G, and you heard the dangers there. Well, I want to comment on an email I received during the show, and that was from a guy named Charles. And he said, Dave, love your show tonight. I don't really care for the reruns. Sorry, fell in the holidays, as I mentioned. But he goes on to say that, why can't you do a daily show like the Hagmans? The Hagmans don't do a daily show. They do a double daily. And I don't have the time to do that. I'm just too involved in too many other things. So what I have done to compensate, though, and I, in a sense, I do have a daily show. I have this show. This is the flagship of the Common Sense Show broadcasting. But I also have the YouTube channel. And in there, I do podcasts on various topics that are anywhere between 3 and 7 minutes long, usually closer to 3 to 4 minutes. And they're just little mini bursts, and I put out about 10 a day. Sometimes I get greedy, and I put out 12. YouTube demonetizes over half of them, and then a week later, after I haven't made any money, they'll come back and say, oh, that's okay, we think you're fine. But the obvious ploy is to take away profit. But anyway, that's where we're at. You can find us there, and I think that you probably would enjoy, if you like this show, think you would enjoy the daily broadcast. I mean, I'm really kind of flattered because people all over the world write to me and they listen to it. I am listened to in South Africa. People share it there. New Zealand, Australia, various countries in Europe, and of course our neighbors in Canada and Mexico. And there's a lot of contingent settlements in Central America that write to me too, and they listen on a regular basis. So I would encourage, if you haven't found us on YouTube, that you go do it, and we're under the same name, The Common Sense Show. And God willing, we'll still be there for a while. But right now, we have no plans to really expand our broadcasting, although our reach is growing. I'm hearing from stations that pick us up, like KYAH. I've mentioned them over the past few weeks. We're on Red State Talk Radio, and that brings in their California affiliates from Northern California. So we are in a number of radio stations, and we're growing. So I really would encourage you, like I said, though, to check us out on YouTube. I think that you'll really appreciate what you see. Well, anyway, we're done for tonight, and I want to encourage all of you to go out and have a great week. God bless. And really, folks, we're just getting started with this fight. Don't expect a quick victory, and tune out the cue. It's ridiculous. See you later.